Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits on the Afternoon Express. Norm and Eva here, and so happy to have a special guest in studio. In fact, he's been here before. Daryl Comaromi, he's the director of social media and outreach at MZTV Museum of Television. It's a fascinating museum, and Daryl's going to tell us a little bit about it. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Norm. Hi, Eva. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here again.
So we know for the time being we can't physically go into the museum, but that doesn't mean you can't check out the collection, because you can do that online, and I think there are something like over 350 TVs in the museum, Daryl?
That's right, Norm. The collection is over 350 sets large. It is the largest collection of television receiving equipment in the world. It is the most comprehensive collection in the world that tells the story of the evolution of TV technology itself, as well as honoring the pioneers that invented the technology. And it's an absolute amazing collection. Usually when a visitor walks into the museum and they see the collection for the first time, they usually gasp and go, wow, this is amazing. And the entire tour has been completely enhanced. There's new content, new videos. There's an audio guided tour, audio narration of each of the different stops, and the virtual tour is online and free for anybody that wants to browse the museum right now.
Wow. You know, I've seen the tour, Daryl, and fascinating is an understatement. But I've always been curious, how did this start for Moses? By way of background, when did this all come to be for him?
Well, that's a great question. And I think I'll start with a little story that goes back to 1963, when Moses took a meeting with the chief engineer of CBS Labs at the time, Peter Goldmark. And he was in his office, and Peter had this beautiful Predicta pedestal television, a Philco Predicta pedestal. And this thing is absolutely beautiful. You can see the TV I'm talking about. It's on stop number 6 of the 15 stops that are on the virtual tour. And so Moses was in his office, and he was talking, and he couldn't take his eyes off this set. He was just mesmerized by the beauty and the elegance of the design of this beautiful TV. And so he loved it so much, actually, he offered to buy it. And of course, Peter Goldmark said, no, go get your own. So it took Moses more than a couple of decades to find a Philco Predicta pedestal TV of his own. I mean, there was no internet. And I mean, where would you find such a thing in those days? So it took him some time to find one, and he was so happy to get it. And he realized with the journey afterward that, you know, the TV was very much like the toaster, tossed out when you no longer needed it, rather than saved and revered like the silverware would be, for example.
Mm.
That's what inspired the collection.
And thank goodness he did. Otherwise, many of these TVs may have been lost. As you mentioned a moment ago, this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, TV museum in the world. So there's obviously some very rare televisions in that collection.
Yes, that's right, Norm. There's so many amazing rare TVs, so many different designs, so many different manufacturers. I mean, you can look at them all online. It's absolutely beautiful to just look at these pieces. They were pieces of art, really, you know, as they developed the technology. And not only do we have a bunch of rare TVs, we have the rarest television on the planet in the museum.
Which one's that?
That is the RCA teleceiver, Phantom teleceiver. And that set was used in the 1939 New York World's Fair to demonstrate television to the North American population for the very first time. Wow. This set is worth $5 million.
Wow.
It is the one of a kind. It is made, the chassis is actually made out of Lucite or plexiglass, which was a brand new substance back in 1939. They encouraged all of the exhibitors to use Lucite in their exhibitions. And RCA decided to make the entire chassis out of plexiglass, so you could see the tubes lighting up and see the inner workings of a TV. And there was no trickery. There was no film projector inside. This was an actual electronically generated image. And people could go outside and wave at their family. And basically, you would get a little card that said, I was televised at the 1939 World's Fair, if you were lucky enough to get on camera.
This is fascinating. So, Daryl, just take us to it, though, right now. If I want that virtual tour, what do I do?
Well, you just go to mztv.com/tour, and you'll be right there. You'll be on the tour itself, and you can see the 15 stops, and you can visit them. You can listen about each of the different stops. There's also featured exhibits. We have two current exhibits on John Logie Baird and Philo T. Farnsworth, the inventors of television, which is very rich with all kinds of amazing information. And if you're looking for some history, you're looking for something to do and tired of sitting around watching movies, this is an excellent thing to take on and fill your day with some great, interesting knowledge and a great experience.
Daryl, we look forward to the day we can physically see the museum. But in the meantime, what's that address again, once again?
That's mztv.com/tour.
All right. Check it out. Daryl, thank you very much.
Thanks, Daryl.
Norm, Eva, thanks so much. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the show. Take care.
Thank you too. Daryl Comaromi, the Director of Social Media and Outreach for the MZTV Museum of Television.